From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austrian authorities say police pulled three children near death from dehydration from a van packed with 26 Syrians and South Asian refugees. Happened Saturday near the German border. A Hungarian court on Saturday detained four suspected people smugglers as Europe reels from its largest humanitarian crisis since World War II. Helmut Marban is spokesperson for the Burgenland Austria Police.
We have had in the year 2014, a whole year, we had about 4,500 refugees here in Burgenland. And this year, up to the end of August, we had more than 12,000.
Separately, on Saturday, Libyan authorities say three people were arrested on suspicion of launching a boat, which was packed with migrants bound for Italy. It sank Thursday in the Mediterranean. Officials say up to 200 people may have drowned. Turkish fighter jets have carried out their first airstrikes as part of a U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group in Syria. Turkey agreed last month to take on more active role in the fight against the IS militants. An Egyptian court has found three Al Jazeera journalists guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and has sentenced them to 3 years in prison. Western governments and rights organizations were quick to criticize the verdicts, and the U.S. State Department urged the Egyptian government to take what it called all available measures to redress the decision. A verdict was originally expected earlier this month, but the court repeatedly delayed the proceedings since Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, Egyptian Bahir Mohamed, and Australian Peter Grest were arrested in December of 2013. This is VOA News. Thousands of protesters flooded downtown Beirut late on Saturday as a demonstration against poor garbage collection expanded into demands that Lebanon's long-standing political class step down from power. Thousands poured into a major square in central Beirut, waving Lebanese flags and shouting anti-government slogans. Solidarity protests were also held in Britain and Germany. Thailand's police commissioner is saying that investigators looking into the deadly bombing of a Hindu shrine are seeking a second man after the arrest of one suspect near Bangkok. Ron Corbin reporting now the identity of the arrested suspect is unclear, but police say they were traveling on a falsified Turkish passport.
The arrest of a man said to be in his 20s at apartments on the outskirts of Bangkok Saturday involved some 100 police and troops and came almost 2 weeks after the bombing of a Hindu shrine in Bangkok that killed at least 20 people with scores injured. At the apartment, police uncovered material for bomb-making similar to that used at the Erawan Hindu shrine on the evening of August 17. The material was also linked to a second explosion the next day at a river pier in shallow waters without causing injury. Thai Police Commissioner Somyot Pumpan Mung, at a press briefing Saturday, said the identity of the man remained unclear. The arrested man was carrying a Turkish passport, but police said his travelling papers were falsified. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Yes, National Security Advisor Susan Rice has arrived in Islamabad on a previously unannounced visit, there for talks with senior Pakistani government and military officials. U.S. State Department said the talks are expected to focus on mutual interest in areas of concern, particularly terrorist and militant attacks emanating from Pakistan. U.S. states of Mississippi and Louisiana marked the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina on Saturday. They rang church bells, laid wreaths, celebrated the comeback nature of the region. Lower Ninth Ward in the city of New Orleans was all but destroyed when Katrina came ashore in 2005. Many of its residents and community activists gathered Saturday at the levees, which broke and submerged that neighborhood. Mitch Landrieu is the mayor of New Orleans.
The city of New Orleans clearly is on a path to a better place. But we have always said that we are not going forward if we cannot go forward together, and we will not leave anybody behind.
When Katrina struck the U.S. Gulf Coast, it left 1,800 people dead, 1 million displaced, 100,000 homes destroyed. Tropical storm Erica has weakened over Cuba after bringing death and destruction to the Caribbean, to the islands of Dominica and Haiti, now headed out into the Gulf of Mexico. Keep up to date with the news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.